all the infections that the sun sucks up from bogs, hens, grass, on Prosper Hall, and make him by inch meal a disease. The spirits hear me, and yet I needs must curse. My fail nor pinch, fright me with urchin shows, pitch me in the mire, nor lead me like a firebrand in the dark out of my way, unless he bid him. But for every trifle they set upon me, sometime like apes that mow and chatter at me and after bite me, then like hedgehogs which lie tumbling in my barefoot way and mount their pricks at my footfall, sometime am I all wound with adders who with cloven tongues do hiss me into madness. Alone, alone. Here comes a spirit of his, and to torment me for bringing wood in slowly. All fat and lie beneath my gabardine. Perchance he will not mind me.
Here's neither bush nor shrub to bear off any weather at all. And another storm brewing. I hear it sing in the wind. Yon same black cloud, yon huge one, looks like a foul bombard that would shed his liquor. If it should thunder as it did before, I know not where to hide my head. Oh! Yon same cloud cannot choose but fall by pailfuls. What's this beneath my feet? A man or a fish? Dead or alive? A fish. He smells like a fish. A very ancient and fish-like smell. A strange fish. Ah, for I am in England now, as I once was, and had but this fish painted. Not a holiday fool there but would give a piece of silver. There would this monster make a man. Any strange beast there makes a man. When they will not give a doit to relieve a lame beggar, they will lay out 10 to see a dead Indian. Leg like a man, and his fins like arms. Warm! Oh, my troth, I do now let loose my opinion. Hold it no longer. This is no fish, but an islander that hath lately suffered by a thunderbolt. Alas, the storm has come again. My best way is to creep under his gabardine. There is no other shelter here about. Misery acquaints man with strange bedfellows. I will here shroud till the dregs of the storm be past.
I shall reward to see. Here shall I die for sure. This is a very scurvy tune to sing at a man's funeral. Well, here's my comfort.
The master, the swapper, the boatswain, and I, the gunner and his mate, loved Maul, Meg, Marion, and Marjorie, but none of us cared for Kate. For she had a tongue with a tang, would cry to his sailor, go hang. For she loved the savor of tart or of pitch, yet a tailor much better where'er she did it than to see boy and let her go hang.
This is a scurvy tune, too, but here's my comfort.
Do not torment me!
What's the matter? Have we devils here? Do you put tricks upon us with savages and men of Ind? Four legs. I've not escaped drowning to be afeard now of your four legs. For it hath been said, as proper a man as ever went on four legs cannot make him give ground, and it shall be said so again while Stefano breathes his nostrils.
The spirit torments me.
This is some monster of the isle with four legs. Who at Goth, as I take it, an ague? Where the devil did he learn our language?
I will give him some relief, if it be but for that. If I can recover him and keep him tame and get to Naples with him, he's a present for any emperor that ever trod on neat's leather.
Do not torment me. Prithee, I'll bring my wood home faster.
The vision is fit now and does not talk after the wisest. He shall taste of my bottle. If he have never drunk wine afore, it will go near to remove his spit. If I can recover him and keep him tame, I will not take too much for him. He shall pay for him and that only.
Thou dost me yet but little hurt, and thou wilt anon, I know it by thy trembling. Now prosper works upon thee.
Come on your ways, open your mouth. Here is that which will give language to you, cat. Come, open your mouth. This will shake your shaking. I can tell you, and that soundly. If you cannot tell who is your friend, open your chaps again.
I should know that voice. It should be. I am proud. And these are devils.
Oh, defend me! Four legs and two voices. Oh, most delicate monster. His forward voice now is to speak well of his friend. His backward voice is to utter foul speeches and to detract. If all the wine of my bottle will recover him, I will help his ague. Come, I will pour some in thy other mouth.
Stephano!
Shut thy other mouth, call me. Oh, mercy, mercy. This is a devil and no monster. I will leave him. I have no long spoon.
Stephano, if thou beest Stephano, touch me and speak to me. For I am Trinculo. Be not afeard. Thy good friend, Trinculo.
If thou beest Trinculo, come forth. I'll pull thee by thy lesser legs. If any be Trinculo's legs, these are they. Thou art very Trinculo indeed. How camest thou to be the seed of this moon cow? Can he vent Trinculo? How thou, moon calf, how dost thine ague?
Hast thou not dropped from heaven?
Out of the moon, I do assure thee, I was the man in the moon when time was.
I have seen thee in her, and I do adore thee. My mistress showed me thee, and thy dog, and thy bush.
Come, swear to that. Kiss the book. I will furnish it anon with new content. Swear!
By this good light, this is a very shallow monster. I appear to him a very weak monster. The man in the moon. A most poor, credulous monster. Well drawn, monster, in good sooth.
I'll show thee every fertile inch of the island, and I will kiss thy foot. I prithee, be my god.
When God's asleep, he'll rob his body.
I'll kiss thy foot. I'll swear myself thy subject.
Come on, then. Down and swear.
I shall laugh myself to death at this puppy-headed monster, a most scurvy monster. I could find it in my heart to beat him, but that the poor monster's in drink. An abominable monster.
I'll show thee the best springs. I'll pluck thee berries. I'll fish for thee and get thee wood enough. And plague upon the tyrant that I serve. I'll bear him no more sticks, but follow thee, thou wondrous man.
A most ridiculous monster to make a wonder of a poor drunkard.
I prithee, let me bring thee where crabs grow. Ooh. And I with my long nails will dig thee big enough. Show thee a jay's nest and instruct thee how to snare the nimble marmoset. I'll bring thee to clustering filberts. Sometimes I'll get the young scammers from the rock. Wilt thou go with me?
I prithee now leave the way without any more talking. Trinculo, the king and all our company else being drowned, we will inherit here. Here, bear my bottle, moon cup. Hello, We'll fill him again by and by.
Farewell, master. Farewell.
The howling monster. The drunken monster.
Oh, brave monster. Lead the way.